Now, back to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
I'm Valia Alvarez. There's an association or trade group or professional group for virtually every field and sector, it seems. You may already know of the Wisconsin Counties Association. Milwaukee County has recently rejoined the association, also known as WCA, after being out of it. And Milwaukee County is back in a big way. At the upcoming conference later this month in La Crosse, Milwaukee County Board Supervisor Willie Johnson Jr. is up for the position of second vice president. He would be the first minority to hold that post. Additionally, Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marina Dmitrievic is set to be a speaker not once, but twice at the conference. She's also launching the first ever statewide network of county board chairs. So, what does the increased presence at WCA mean for Milwaukee County, and what does it mean for you as someone who lives in Milwaukee County? Joining me now to explain is Supervisor Johnson. Again, he is seeking the role of second vice president of WCA. Thank you, Supervisor Johnson, for being here to talk to us about this.
Thank you again, Valia.
So, tell us what, just let's start first with the organization, with WCA. What is it about? It's a network of all of the counties, 72 of them in the state.
It's a network of counties, but each county can decide whether or not it wants to join the Wisconsin Counties Association. We do not have a full complement of 72 counties that are members of Wisconsin Counties Association. It's primarily an organizing body. It's a lobbying body that interfaces with the state legislature and state government, per se. What tends to happen is that whenever legislation comes up, it is reviewed by the Wisconsin Counties Association legislative staff. Recommendations, at least research and recommendations, are made to the county board. If particular counties want to give some input, put to the Wisconsin Counties Association, there can be discussions with the legislative staff in order to get more information or to help firm up positions as it relates to what the Wisconsin Counties Association would like to do, given whatever that proposed legislation through either the Assembly or what the Senate would be.
So it's a voice at the table. Otherwise, perhaps Milwaukee County would not have a fuller opportunity to express how its take on this legislation that's being handed down from the state.
Most counties do have a lobbying staff, intergovernmental relations type of lobbying staff. So those individuals pretty much represent the county as it relates to going to the legislature, to testify in front of committees, to act as an agent of Milwaukee of a particular county. In this case, it would be Milwaukee County, mm-hmm. vis-a-vis the state legislature. Keep in mind that representatives, either through the Assembly or through the Senate, are elected in various jurisdictions throughout the state. So here in Milwaukee, we have a delegation of state representatives and state senators through whom another vehicle exists by which there can be some interaction on legislation that might relate to a particular county or a group of counties in a region.
So then what is the value in your mind to being a part of WCA? As you suggested, it's not required. So why do you think it's important for Milwaukee County to be involved?
Wisconsin Counties Association works on behalf of various counties that are its members. Also, non-members can work through the Wisconsin County Association. We have a board of directors, and those boards of directors pretty much review on a regular basis either legislation, issues of interest to the counties, to the various counties. And there can be a discussion relating to what's going on at the state legislature, what's going on within a particular set of counties or in a county as it relates to what a board is doing, what a board wants to do, what a group of boards would like to do. And that can be done through the Wisconsin Counties Association Board of Directors. There are also what are called steering committees. For 2 years, I was the chair of the Judicial and Public Safety steering committee for the Wisconsin Counties Association. For 5 years, I was the chair of Judiciary Safety and General Services Committee of the Milwaukee County Board. So that gave me some experience to sit on that committee. And as I said, I chaired that committee for 2 years. So it's the Wisconsin Counties Association is a vehicle by which county interests can be represented, county interests can be put on the table, and can help either a county, a set of counties, or most of the counties in the state to forward legislation or to give their points of view on any legislation that comes from the Assembly or through the Senate.
So you've had extensive experience with the WCA. Can you give me an example of a time, a situation where you found that Milwaukee County's involvement in WCA was really beneficial or really seemed to make good use of the role with WCA where, maybe the interests of Milwaukee County taxpayers were especially represented?
Well, this might be an area of soreness for some people, but 3 years ago, we had an advisory referendum, which was passed, I believe, 52-48% here in Milwaukee County. And it related to a proposed sales tax that would help pay for services for the parks, for the transit system, and for emergency medical services. The Milwaukee delegation was very instrumental in getting work done, but the WCA represented us because that's something, when I say us, Milwaukee County, that's something that we wanted to see happen. And the Wisconsin County's board of directors passed resolutions, and that was part of the resolutions committee recommendations made to the conference to have that done. Now, the Milwaukee delegation worked very hard, but unfortunately, Governor Doyle decided 4 or 5 weeks before he was going to retire to veto that measure. That measure would have helped us be on our way toward making sure that our parks were very viable, that our transit system was robust, is robust, and that our emergency medical services, which is very valuable throughout this county, that they would have adequate funding.
So how would WCA help at this point with that? Or is there work done now? Now right, it's with the right. state.
Well, there's been discussion at the county board about forwarding such a measure. But with the composition of the state legislature, we know that that wouldn't be passed. We also understand that our former county executive is now the governor and would veto such a measure if it were to pass. But with the current composition of the assembly, particularly, and the Senate, temporarily is Democratic, but that may change due to the redistricting changes that have occurred through the last census. So we may have to wait for another time for that to actually happen.
All right. And so you, again, are up for the post of second vice president of WCA. Why is that important to you and why is that important to Milwaukee County?
It's important to me because I've been a board member of the Wisconsin Counties Association 5 times. 5 presidents have seen me as a person who they would like to see on the board, and they've given me presidential appointments. Last year, I interviewed for the second vice president's position, but someone else got it. The Sauk County board chair became the second vice president. So this is another opportunity for me to try to get the position. And I look at that position as helping Milwaukee County to get some of the legislation, some of the influence that it wants to have. Last year, former county board chair Lee Holloway worked very diligently and very hard so that a second seat, given our population here in Milwaukee County, would be delegated to the board. He worked hard, and he was very successful in making that happen. So actually, Milwaukee County does have 2 seats on the board. One usually goes to the chairperson, which was the case before last year. And now, and late last year, a second seat was given to Milwaukee County. I want to thank Chairwoman Dmitrievich for her having faith in me, because she has actually given me her position. She knows that I've had the experience on the Wisconsin Counties Association Board, and she has given me her position. Supervisor Theo Lipscomb does have the second seat at this time. If I am to become the second vice president, then I would move up to first vice president, eventually president, and then immediate past president. So it's an opportunity for Milwaukee County to have a more viable, robust voice in forwarding whatever Milwaukee County's agenda is.
All right. Well, we wish you all the best in your pursuit. Thank you, Supervisor Johnson, for talking with us about WCA. That's Wisconsin Counties Association. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much, Valia.
Coming up next, the call of duty, jury duty. Milwaukee County knows it's hardly a thankless job. We'll explain when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.